This is Twit.
So as we are turning it up to 11 and looking at Android 11, you know, historically we've seen in previous versions that there's always been like the standout feature or the aspect of the new operating system that really kind of captures, you know, kind of our minds and imagination about what this next, you know, version paradigm is. You know, from your perspective, what is that feature for Android 11? You know, when I do install it and I'm switch over to Android 11 on my daily driver, you know, what is the feature that's going to, you know, blow my mind and change my world?
So I think, you know, it's interesting. I think at the where we are on the innovation curve for smartphones, the initiatives that we have going on nowadays don't really fit in 1 year anymore. Because they generally tend to be multi-year efforts. It's just the nature of the complexity at this point. So you think about like mainline modules, and we can talk about that later, but like that's something that's a multi-year effort. For this year in Android 11, I think more about themes, like starting themes than features. So the two starting themes I think about that are in Android 11 for the first time are this sort of focus on people and conversations as one, and then also the control space. And, you know, if you think of back to like Android 1.0, where we had the notification shade was there from the beginning. Back then, most of your notifications, like the high percentage of them were from people. So it was either like an SMS message or a missed call or a chat app. And over time, the notification shade has become more generalized. It's used for lots of different things, like telling you that you're paired to your Garmin device or something like that. One of the goals of this new theme is to really, can we refocus the operating system and put people first? You know, if you're going to be interrupted, you're probably going to care to be interrupted by people more than other aspects of the system. And so that's one thing that we're doing. You know, we have this separate conversation section in the notifications. We have made Bubbles work really well, I would say, and have been dogfooding a bunch of apps with it. We've sort of changed the prioritization so that you can prioritize people and they'll punch through different places on the system. It's a theme, right? Like this is a start. There's going to be a lot more that we're going to do in this area. So that's one. And then the other, of course, is this control space. And it's recognizing that increasingly more and more of us are living in a kind of ambient computing environment where we have like a smart screen or we have a watch or we have a TV that happens to run Android maybe or a car. We're really trying to make it very easy to connect your phone to or a tablet to all the devices around you. And again, this is a starting theme. We have this, you know, place on the power button that you get this nice menu and you can quickly control things, but there's a lot more that we're going to do. Yeah, starting themes more than features is how I think about it.
Well, and cool. That feature that you just mentioned happens to actually be, like, if I was to point to one feature that I've used and enjoyed and that actually kind of has a look and a feel to it, which is kind of akin to some of these big key features that we have seen in, you know, years ago when there was a lot of innovation, like mounting innovation to reflect in a new version of Android, it is that power menu, the power menu that comes up and being able to configure all the smart home devices in my house, the lights and have direct controls over those without having to jump into an app. That's something that, like, if someone was to ask me, like, what is one big thing that I'm going to notice about Android 11 right out of the box? And, you know, I would point to that just because it's a meaningful change to how I live my life, especially right now, like surrounded by these four walls in this house. I actually use that on a very regular basis. I love the integration there.
And I think there's actually a commonality between the people conversations and the control space. But both of them are, well, the capability is already there on your phone in the apps, but they're in apps and they may be in multiple apps. And so what we're doing is reducing the friction and really bringing out some of the features and functions and content of apps out and bring them into a central space, whether that's a notification shade or in the power menu. And this is a good thing for users because it allows you to quickly control things and see the people you care about. And it's a good thing for apps because it gets more engagement. And so that's a sort of another sub theme that's going on here to point out.
Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. So So I feel like we're kind of like right on the cusp of a couple of things that we definitely want to talk about. One is notifications. The other is messaging. I'll start with messaging. Android 11, you know, another big key feature here is kind of the messaging approach. Really does a great job, I would say, in my use of it, of managing this like cross-platform world that we live in, or cross-service world that we live in when it comes to messaging. I have so many messaging apps installed on my device. And the ongoing challenge has always been, I've got these people over here, these people over there. How do I like manage inside my head which app serves up which friend on which coast, you know, that sort of thing. And some of the changes that you've made in Android 11 with conversations and then bubbles, these things really seem to be great for kind of on a, in a dynamic sort of way, managing and clustering these messages so that the per service approach doesn't matter as much. They're all going to the same place. The question that comes to mind on this is, this really has a lot to do with incoming messages, which is great. And I've noticed the benefits of it immediately. What about outgoing? Because I still have to kind of do the mental gymnastics around like, yeah, but if I want to go, if I want to message that person, I've got to go over there. Has there been any thought about like how this approach might be applied to the opposite direction going forward? Or is that just infinitely more difficult to do?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting question. I think, by the way, on the inbound, just a slight nuance, there's something in the in between, which is you get an inbound and now you want to reply. And so we've done a lot of work on the sort of smart reply. One of the features in Android 11 is a little subtle, but it we've now got smart reply available everywhere. And there was a lot of technical gymnastics to make that work in a secure on-device way so the keyboard could actually make suggestions for smart replies in any application. But your question is really about, you know, initiating outbound. I think it's really interesting. I think it's hard to unify all of these apps on the outbound because they tend to be kind of quite different. Like, you know, if I've taken a really great photo and I love the artistic quality of my photo, I'm probably going to pick Instagram, right? Or if I want to start a chat with my friend, I'll probably go to WhatsApp. Or if I want to start a group chat, I'll go to Slack or Discord or something like that. So the apps themselves are not, while they're all some kind of messaging, social type of app, they have sort of different purposes for you. And so it's kind of hard to have one sort of unified messaging paradigm for them. One thing this does remind me, though, of is something we talk about a lot in sort of, in terms of research, which is sometimes you have an idea or a thought or a piece of content that you want to create, and it's in your head. But we're conditioned by smartphones, which I think is your point, is like, first I got to pick an app, then I think about the content. Right. And I think if you invert that and you're like, okay, well, here's my thought. I'm just going to start writing. I'm going to start typing. Or here's a picture I've just taken. Or here's a sound I've recorded or whatever. And it would be nice if there was a way to start, you know, creating and then pivot to the app. And that's something that we think about a lot. And my UX team are probably really annoyed that I'm tipping that off because we don't have a full answer. But it's something I think that there's – I think there's something there. And it's something that we think about and
It would be cool. It would be cool if there was like a universal compose that as you're creating it, it then picks up what the destination would be based off what you're doing and injects it into that app. That would be very cool. And I will after the show, I will send you my email so you go, and I'll send you an invoice for that idea.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, if you're not busy, we have a couple of open. I'm fixing the blind over there. We have a couple of open slots on our research team that we could. I think it's good. I think it's a great idea. The question is like, how do you do that? How do you build that experience really well and make it work really well? And so it's definitely a good direction.
That'd be very cool.